Foreign startups hoping to build their businesses in the U.S. got some bad news today. The Trump administration announced it's pulling the plug on something known as the International Entrepreneur Rule.
It would have allowed foreign entrepreneurs to come to the U.S. and start their businesses. And to date, we have not had a provision like this in the United States. So this was a very important rule for the American economy, for America in general.
That's Seattle immigration attorney Tamina Watson. She works with clients who are hoping to create startups in the Puget Sound region. She says today's decision will have a huge impact on our tech industry.
I think this will really harm the region. We already are in a situation where immigrants cannot stay in the U.S. when they want to start a company. And this new rule was going to fill a void for that particular problem. So now Seattle particularly is a booming region of growth and innovation. And we're going to face a situation where foreign entrepreneurs who are coming here will not be able to stay in the U.S. and they won't be able to come in the first place to start their companies.
What do you think is going to happen to these foreign entrepreneurs that maybe would have been coming to Seattle or staying in Seattle? What are their options now? Where do they go?
They will have no choice but to leave the U.S. or even start out in a different country. Canada has a startup visa program. France, only in the last 2 weeks, started a tech visa, and they are calling entrepreneurs to go to their country. They have a big startup area called the Station F. Countries around the world are looking at entrepreneurs as an economic strategy. America is the only country that is regressing on that issue.
The tech industry has long sought a startup visa. How does this action by the Trump administration change things now?
Well, the tech industry absolutely does need a startup visa. So does the America in general. But this action today kills hope for any such thing in the near future. For about a decade now, startup visas have been coming and going in Congress. Nothing has actually passed. This rule is the closest that we have ever had to a startup visa. It was going to be innovative, and it was going to help innovation in this country. So it really does kill the hope for having such a provision and a visa like this for years to come, perhaps.
What's your message to people who support this action, who say the federal government should focus its energy on helping American entrepreneurs?
Well, this would have helped American entrepreneurs. Often you will find that a startup has multiple co-founders, and often those co-founders are foreign entrepreneurs. So the issue is not so much American entrepreneurs, the issue is American jobs. If you look at the data that's out there, in Washington state alone, immigrant-owned businesses generated $1.2 billion in income in 2014. A lot of people don't know that Costco and Amazon had co-founders, at least one co-founder that were a foreign entrepreneur. But people don't know Nordstrom himself was an immigrant. That is now a national name. So it's not about American entrepreneurs per se. This is about the American economy and American jobs.
Seattle attorney Tamina Watson is founder of Watson Immigration Law. The International Entrepreneur Rule was signed by President Obama during his final week in office. It was supposed to take effect next week. It's now delayed for another 7 months. Federal officials say rescinding it permanently is highly likely.